Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A really good team. That's it. A really good team. Not going to say that we're any better than anybody else, but I just don't think that we're underdogs. I don't. So what that nobody picked us to be here? That's okay. Pretty sure nobody's picking us to win either. That's okay. But we understand that. We embrace that. Because at the end of the day, we truly don't care. We're just going to go out here and compete, play together like we always have, and see where we end up. But at the end of the day, we're going to do this our way, the Miami Heat way, and that way's worked for us all year long. I think, I just get to be me here. I get to call it how I see it. Nobody takes it personally. You don't have to worry about anybody trying to control me. As it was said, people was trying to do over there. But I have no hard feelings towards any of those players, anybody in that organization. I'm glad to be where I am. As you can tell, it's worked out. And that's where I leave it. I knew what we could do here. We added some key pieces in the middle of the year, and we are where we are. So I don't really look back at it too much. I got to stay focused in on the right now and with the group that I have.
All right, that was Jimmy Butler talking about what's going to happen now NBA Finals-wise for the Miami Heat, and the Lakers starts tonight. And we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to John Crotty about this game and about this series. John, I can't believe we're saying this, and we talked to you a bunch of times over the last month or change. The Heat start the NBA Finals tonight. That's nice to say.
Awesome. Just awesome. Really is. And so excited to see this matchup. I think it's a really interesting matchup. It's right off the top to me, it's a really kind of a clash of styles, with the Heat being, to me, a quicker, maybe smaller ball movement, body movement type driven team versus, a really big, long, athletic Laker team that plays more isolation, type basketball. So I'm really excited to see this matchup.
Hey, John, somebody asked me last night, and I said, man, that's a great question that I don't know, but the zone. Are you better off doing a lot of zone against this Howard, Davis, LeBron potential lineup, or are you better playing man-to-man?
Well, look, I think we're going to see zone, Joe. It's a 2-3 zone that the Heat play. And the reason why we're going to see it more often is Anthony Davis and LeBron are the best in the league at getting to the rim. They score the majority of their points at the rim in that restricted area. So the best way to prevent them from getting there is to just put up bodies between them and the rim and just clog the paint. And the 2-3 zone does that. It does a good job of putting, multiple layers between them and the basket. It also, I think, can help the Heat from getting into foul trouble. And that's why Coach Spo has played it in the past, too. But this team's also, I think, too good to just play a zone the whole time. They're going to have to mix it up. And that's what we saw against Boston, where it would be a man-to-man and then a zone and then back. And This team also isn't as good a three-point shooting team as Boston is. So, you know, you have to kind of always play the percentages. And I think if the Heat can do a good job of closing down that paint and trying to make certain individuals in particular, you know, like keep Anthony Davis or LeBron Moore out on the perimeter and as three-point shooters, I think that's a win for the team.
John, does Jimmy Butler have to be the leading scorer for this Heat team for them to win this series? I know that we've talked about in the past about him taking a bigger role or coming out early offensively, but in this series with the two stars on the other team, does he have to do that this series?
So, look, just remember right now, Goran Dragic is the leading scorer of the playoffs, right? And they've gotten this far. So it's been a real balanced attack. To your point, I think Jimmy needs to be the most aggressive Heat player looking for a shot. He doesn't, you know, always do that. What he'll do is, you know, try to get others going and others activated. I think, you know, he needs to shoot the basketball, you know, somewhere in that 18, 20 times a game. And he has to draw fouls while he's doing that. And that's what he's done very well throughout the course of the regular season and into the playoffs. Because when he gets to the free throw line, it's just a real positive thing for Miami. It gets them points, then they can get back and set their defense. And they kind of break up the game very well that way, where if the other team's trying to push pace, getting to that free throw line just slows the game down a bit, which is more, I think, conducive to the way they like to play. But this is going to need to be a multiple, player-type attack. I mean, the Heat's strength, to me, is their balance on the offensive end and their depth of multiple guys that can score and are going to have to score, I think, for them to be successful.
Hey, John, I didn't realize till they brought up last night, Iguodala and Butler have been the best at defending LeBron man-to-man. And we got both guys. Is that just going to be a two-man rotation of when they go man, it's most likely going to be one of those two? Would you see it that way?
No, it's a great point, Joe. And it's, you know, LeBron is historically, and he's 35 now, he's been – you know, probably the most difficult player to defend in the entire league over the stretch of his career. And the Heat are blessed to have, you know, not just the guys you mentioned, but Jay Crowder too, who, you know, he and Andre Iguodala, Jimmy, they're 6'6", 6'7", you know, 230-ish, 235-ish pounds. So you have that combination of size, strength, and yet quickness to be able to, you know, try to stay in front of LeBron, who's about 6'8", 250, right? So it's a pretty, good, deep position for Coach Spo to be able to put different guys on him. I think, as good as he is, you know, that's a really good situation for Miami. I think the tougher matchup could be Anthony Davis and who's able to guard, you know, someone who's 6'11", who can step out to the three super comfortable there or go inside with great speed and athleticism. And I think Bam's the answer there. It's just you don't always want to put one of your top, you know, players like Jimmy, for example. You wouldn't start him necessarily on LeBron or Bam maybe on Anthony Davis because you don't want him to pick up cheap early fouls. And then they have to sit down and you've just lost an integral part of your offense. So it's a balancing act. I think we'll see, some of the guys you mentioned and then we'll, you know, the zone mixed in.
You think, John, do you think they go with a bigger lineup? We might see some bigger bodies that we haven't seen in the last round or two play? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I think they will. I think that's been, one of their strengths, L.A., is, you know, they have great length and speed and athleticism at that position. JaVale McGee is a guy who, you know, can play off of Anthony Davis. So think about that front line that they could put out there with LeBron, 6'8", 250, Anthony Davis, you know, 6'11", 250, 245, and then a JaVale McGee who's 7 feet. And it's hard to get to the rim, too, because they're so long. They have a lot of shot blocking and length in there. And then they also put in Dwight Howard on occasion. They'll throw him in. And, you know, again, he's a former, you know, defensive player of the year and strong rebounder and finisher around the rim. So they have those tools to be able to do that. That'll be, I think, tougher for Miami.
LeBron spoke to the media, as all the players are doing before the finals start in the last day or two. He had a lot of praise for Eric Spoelstra, a lot of praise for Pat Riley. Not surprising, right, that he would come out and talk about those two guys individually and talk about and praise them basically for when his time was here.
Yeah, I heard his comments, and you know, it's I respect the fact that he's doing that, right? I mean, obviously, it was not an easy situation when he left, and you know, I think you know he's saying the right things, and he's taking the mature approach, and I think he learned a lot, right? I mean, he won two championships here in Miami in 4 years, went to four finals, learned so much from the organization about, you know, how things are done and to be successful, how to stay, you know, how to keep players accountable. And I think, you know, he realized that even when he left, he won a championship in Cleveland, but it was very hard to do. And, you know, he's taken a lot of those lessons and things that he's learned wherever, from Miami, wherever he's gone, and recognize that those, things are really what helps the team be successful, as well as himself as a leader. So I think, it's really a good situation for him to be able to look back and think about it. And, you know, I think it'll make this matchup even that much more fun.
Hey, John, real quickly, just a little follow-up. And he said a lot of nice things, and it was great, and it was nice, and respectful, and I believe him. But don't come out like and get on the media about Eric Spoelstra, bro. You started the party with Eric Spoelstra. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, you're the one that bumped into him and went into Riley's office and said, "Are you coming back and coach again?" You ran Stan Van Gundy out of here. You know, like, I need you, man. Mutual respect. You're the guy. And Riley goes, and Dwayne Wade, I think, said, "No, man, he's the guy." He kind of left that part out when he was going. See, you're laughing already, John. Like,
I love it when you get all riled up.
I was wrong. I might have been wrong at the start. He was a great coach, but I was a little tough on him when I started myself. Like, come on.
Yeah, look, I mean, they were in the fire together, you know? They were in the fire together, and I think look, that's why you have to respect Eric Spoelstra too. You know, a lot of these coaches, and I think you know this really well, you know, they don't always get the credit when they have the star players or the talent. And sometimes just that balancing act of having to deal with those personalities and egos and still being able to keep everyone on track to win is harder. And Spo did that. We've seen him, you know, pivot and have to kind of recreate offense and get to a positionless type team and right, where he can, you know, put different bodies and different personalities together. And look at I just feel like he's getting more credit than he's ever gotten. And I think it's just overdue. He's just a really humble guy who, you know, doesn't pound his chest, Spo, and yet, this is, arguably his greatest coaching feat ever. And, you know, I think, you know, LeBron obviously has to respect that. And I think he's a smart enough basketball player to realize what's being done here in Miami.
Yeah, it's interesting LeBron words in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Great stuff, man, for a great player. Right. Yeah.
And the praise was due from him to those guys, and he should, because it's been an interesting dynamic over the last decade with those three guys all together. Now, I want to go back to a question Joe asked before about the bigs. We've seen Myers Leonard for 9 minutes in this entire playoffs, and Kelly Olynyk's played in 12 games. He hasn't started any, but he played in 12 games. Is Myers Leonard going to be able to just take the rust off in this case if he does get called upon? Because he really has seen 9 minutes in how long? Like, that's all long. He's played nothing in these playoffs.
I know. That's the thing that just, you know, when you're in a true team situation and, you have to keep yourself ready. Right. People say, "Oh, you make a lot of money, but you're not playing." Well, you become, the insurance policy. You become the guy that has to stay ready and has to perform when called upon. Well, he's going to get called upon. They're going to need every bit of Myers Leonard. They're going to need Kelly Olynyk. They need size. We may see. I got to see what the status of Chris Silva is, but they may need Chris Silva. Because they're going to need guys that can go out there with length and size and be able to battle on the interior against the guys we just talked about, McGee and Howard, you know, Anthony Davis, they're going to have to take fouls. They're going to need to be physical. This is, you know, a situation where Spo's going to have to go, I think, deeper into the bench in that way.
Hey, John, real quickly, just away from this matchup, I always think it's pretty interesting. We find out Steve Ballmer, who Doc Rivers, he let go. His decision let him go after not getting to the finals. But he consulted Kawhi Leonard and Paul George first to make sure. Obviously, the league and the star players have a lot of power. But the other part of it is, I'm guessing he also, would you agree, he also asked those guys, who would you like to coach this team? Would you agree that probably happened too?
You know, I'm sort of old school, Joe. I really don't feel like it's the player's decision to make those decisions. And I was very surprised at that move, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, Doc Rivers is one of the top 3-4 coaches in the game. You know, to me, he'll be picked up immediately by somebody else.
Right.
And you know, I saw those games. I saw the Clippers and basically, you know, be up 3-1 and completely fall apart. And while I think Doc should shoulder some load, I mean, you got to look at the players in that situation, Paul George in particular. You know, to me, if he shouldn't be pointing at any coach, he should be saying, look, this is on me. I'm going to get better. And, you know, that team, I think, in my opinion, that team never seemed to get together in the bubble well. They had people constantly coming and going, key parts of their team. And, you know, that's not the coach's fault. So I thought that was strange. And but look, you know, he was there 7 years. I think they got to 6 playoffs. You know, during my era when I was playing, that franchise was one of the most miserable franchises. constantly losing. Yeah. You know, no one really wanted to go there. And, you know, Steve Ballmer, to his credit, has come in, spent an incredible amount of money for that franchise. And they've, along with Doc and, you know, Lawrence Frank, the GM, really have changed the culture and have really brought a lot of talent there. So they have high expectations. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do going forward.
All right, guys. Get me caught up, John, on the plans for you and Eric and everything that's going to be going on tonight. It's going to be really cool for Heat fans.
Yeah, we're excited. We're getting back to our normal platform, which is Fox Sports Sun. We're going to be doing an hour pregame show before the game, which will be on ABC tonight at 9 o'clock. And then we'll do an hour postgame show on Fox Sports Sun. So, look, if you're a Heat fan, we'll give you the down and dirty, and we'll hit everything. We'll talk all the matchups, all the strategy before the game, and then after the game we get really granular on, you know, specific things that happened in the game and the matchups and what worked and what didn't. So, you know, come check us out tonight. It's great to be back in the finals. Just so pumped to see the series tonight.
Right.
John, great having you. Thank you, John. Thank you so much, bud.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, Zach, Joe. Have a good one.
All right. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.